It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
In Chicago, along with the speakers, protests taking center stage. Jim Ryan joining us right now, live from Chicago. Jim, heard it went from the bike patrol to the SWAT team yesterday outside. What's the scene like over there?
You know, it went very quickly. This was on Madison, right near the Israeli consulate in downtown Chicago, Brian. It started up at 7 o'clock. An organization called Behind Enemy Lines had gone on Facebook and on the other social media, Instagram primarily, to invite people to this big pro-Palestinian rally. There was no permit that had been issued for that, as was the case with previous rallies earlier in the week. A large demonstration on Monday involving 3,500 people was permitted, had police cooperation, and was fairly orderly. The one last night was much more chaotic. So at one point, the group tried to move down the street, tried to break through a line of police officers on bikes. And you're right, Brian, that's when officers in riot gear were brought in. By the time it was all over last night, about an hour and a half later, more than 70 people, according to the National Lawyers Guild, had been taken into custody.
Jim, with Kamala Harris speaking tomorrow, are there fears locally from officials that this could escalate even further?
Well, if not fears, then at least preparation. You know, concern, I think that, yes, there could be a much larger demonstration tomorrow. In fact, this same group is on Instagram urging people to participate on Thursday in what it calls a protest. It hasn't been specific about where it might be. But the police have been everywhere, Lucas. It's just hundreds and hundreds of Chicago police officers. Time off has been canceled for now because there is this expectation that these demonstrations will pop up and that police will have to respond. So, yeah, I think there is some concern that there could be another large demonstration on Thursday. Will it disrupt, the formal nomination of Kamala Harris? No.
Jim, thanks for joining us. Jim Ryan joining us from Chicago, site of the DNC.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.